Hello and welcome to The Dinner Table, the only podcast that is catered and set for you. So today I have a very special friend with me today, my cousin, well, surrogate cousin, I would say, Michelle. And we are here to talk about the two different types of music from the years 2013 and 2016. And we're going to be talking and debating on which year had the better music and releases in music and singles. So start off by, what do you think, Michelle? In your opinion, which year do you think has the better music, 2013 or 2016?
Damn, I didn't even get to say hi when you introduced
me. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, okay.
Introduce yourself. It's fine. My name is Michelle, Daniela's cousin. I say that like with hand quotation marks because we're not cousins by blood, but we are that
cousins
close.
By choice.
Yeah, that's okay. What's that one thing, like sisters by chance
friends by choice.
That's the type of relationship we got going on. But so yeah, we are discussing between the top 100, top 40 radio music that came out between 2013 and in 2016. We're comparing like which one we enjoyed
and also more. Yeah, and also at the end of this podcast we are going to be revealing what you, the listeners, voted on which poll you guys decided had the better year in music, 2013 or 2016. So to start off, I personally, in my ideas, I feel that the 2013 music is a bop. Like, it will always be a superior year. And what do you think?
For me, yeah, I was same here, 2013. That's when, like, I don't know, just music. It was, like, when my elementary school, 2013, I think I was 12 at the time. So my elementary school, we had this, like, annual thing called a jogathon where I don't even know what it was. I don't even know if we raised money for charity or some shit. Sorry, can I curse on this?
Of course. It's a freelance channel.
Yeah, so just like all kids from each grade, we'd run around the track in our elementaries. I don't know, in our back where all the playgrounds are and everything. And there would be like a DJ and they would play music and we could get requests, and I don't know, I just remember always like requesting these types of radio top 100 type songs to the DJ. Yes. And I forgot what the name of that DJ was, but like literally whenever jogathon was coming up, me and all my friends would be like, oh, DJ blah 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 is coming back, fuck yeah. Well, we didn't say fuck yeah because we were kids, but yeah,
you know, it was a time, an era. Yeah, definitely, me too. I think that like for the both of us, we associate like the songs from like 2013 like with like an era of our lives of like childhood. Mm-hmm. I feel like we were both very young.
You were extremely young.
Yes, I was extremely young. I was like 9.
I can't believe you remember this music.
No, I do. I have a very strong memory. I don't really remember facts, but I remember things like moments and like memories of like the music. And I think that the music, honestly, the reason why I remember so many things is because of the music. Like, whenever I listen to songs from, like, the 2013, I'm, like, taken back to that time. And with 2016, it's more recent. I still get taken back, but I have less of an association with those songs than I do with 2013.
Yeah, hence the nostalgia. Yeah. Like, some people hate nostalgia, but honestly, I don't really care. It's fine.
Yeah.
Depends how it's being used.
Especially like in 2016, we saw a shift of like sounds. Definitely in the 2013, there was a shift of sound. Sometimes there was like a little dabbling into like different sounds and songs. Hence the song Royals by Lorde, when it was really at its height and its peak. In 2013, I remember that song being released. And like,
I thought Royals came out in 2016.
No, that came out in 2013. Royals.
Oops,
from Lorde.
Gotta look back at the notes.
Remember, it was 2013.
Okay.
I think it came out the time wrong, but it's okay. Yeah, I remember that song, and like it was very much a different sound because I remember like a lot of the pop from the 2013 and before 2013 was very like busy pop. I'd say it wasn't very meaningful. It wasn't a lot about the lyrics. It was more about the beats and like how catchy like words were in those songs. And Royal really saw like the song Royals And, like, Lorde's new, like, perception of those, like, of that, of, like, pop very much changed the way pop is now. I think that Royals really, like, kicked off, like, kind of, like, almost, I don't like to say this, but I feel like Royals, even though it's, like, very indie pop, it's not regular pop, it's not very, like, it's not Taylor Swift, you know?
It definitely has a more subtle type. Like, it's not just kitschy, upbeat off the bat. Like, it definitely starts a little more slow, where it's, like...
Yeah, like, the chorus, like, the beat. Definitely, it just saw, like, a difference, like, a shift into different sounds that were, like... You kind of see also in 2016 how those sounds, like, change and how pop changes.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, 2013, you saw, like, the difference of music.
Even though it's not a big, like, a giant gap of time, you can slowly see how music's, like, sound and genre start to change, like, what becomes more popular and less popular. Like, at the end of the day, it's still radio pop, but... I don't know. You can definitely note it. You can definitely differentiate, like, what type of radio pop is this and what type of radio pop is that. All that.
Yeah, definitely. And I think in a sense, when we're listening back to 2013, do you remember that song? It was very popular. It was Want You Back by Cher Lloyd by Rebecca G. I remember that video. That was... So we're gonna flush this toilet after they had the shit.
After they took a shit.
I honestly think that.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. No, yeah, definitely. I remember Want You Back. Definitely. I remember the music. That was like in the sense that pop is very, even though it has similar sounding, like, idea.
Oh, your phone is gonna hear all that tapping.
Yeah, no, but like anything, it went off. It's just so on. Okay. But yeah, it was like, looking back at it.
Like, do you have a specific memory that attaches to
each song?
To that? Like, for me, when I Want You Back by Cher Lloyd. I always want to say it Cher Lloyd. But yeah, but when that song came out, I remember, I think I want to say it was maybe 6th or 5th grade. The time my dad had just, he was with his girlfriend. That he stayed with a long time, surprisingly. But that's not the point. So, yeah, my dad and his girlfriend had, like, she had, like, I think 5 kids. And most of them were boys. And I was living with them. And one of them was my age. He was a little bit younger, but we're the same age, practically.
Yeah.
And I remember him playing this song. And I was like, you like this song? He's like, yeah, I like it. And then we would just both sing along to it in, like, the dining room. And we just would, whenever she went, we would go, like, that was just like our paper. We would be like, what's your favorite part of the song? When she goes,
yes, definitely. And also, like, in that sense, like, it's very, like, we can talk about the sense of, like, that pop, the music and that, and, like, the sound of that. It's very catchy. It's very, like, it has simple lyrics, the simplicity of, like, the lyrics and, like, the beats and, like, the way the music sounds is very different. Like, it's not complicated.
As to compared through 2013 to 2016?
Yeah, in 2016, you see, like, the emergence of, like, let's talk about, like, EDM. Not, it still had EDM, but, like, very excessive produced tracks. Like, the tracks were very much sound, like, a lot of remix in, like, sound mixing. You get me?
Honestly,
like,
I have no idea what any of these words mean. Did your research compared
definitely.
To
definitely. Yes. I thought about this.
This isn't even too much research with this, but still.
No, the song about 2016, when Justin Bieber is Where Are You Now?
Where are you now?
And you know how, like, there's, like, a solo where it's, like,
that's not a solo. His solo is, like, that's, like, basically the chorus when it goes, when the beat drops.
Yeah, but like, he's not singing it. He's just, like, the music.
Most of it is just him saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. You see the difference in, like, the sounds of, like, the sounds are much more complicated. Like, it's more, it's, like, it relies on its beats.
It just gets more, what's it called? Like, more tech and EDM type style. That starts to get more popular within 2016 compared to 2013.
Yes, like, the sound, it's more about the beats and sounds because, in a sense, you can differentiate what's 2013 and what's not. Because 2013, I have heard a lot of songs from 2013 that all sound the same. Like,
2013, I think it was, like, the sound is definitely the same, but, like, I think it was more accentuated with its lyrics.
Yes.
As compared to 2016, in my opinion, was more about beats and type of the, I guess, sound to it. But 2013, yes. I felt like it was more about lyrics.
Yes.
Especially considering Cher Lloyd, like, she was singing about a breakup, And I was like, oh. And just, I can remember each lyric and feeling it like, oh, man, that she's so right. She's spitting facts.
You're like,
boys
yes.
are this and boys are that. I don't know.
You're just like.
Dumb stuff like that.
Yeah, and then we're talking about this two artists who had very, like, they had crucial, like, times and eras and, like, albums. Like, Rihanna, she released, in 2013, she released Diamonds. Mm-hmm. And I remember that song. It's, like, a very, like, I remember that song. I think I was, like, I was 10. I wasn't 10. I was, like, 9.
I think I was in elementary when that came out.
I just remember, like, listening to that song. And, like, on, like, the radio, it'd be like, oh, yes. Shine bright like a diamond. And it was literally just, like, it was, like,
very empowering.
Yeah, going to the mall. We would... You know, being in Macy's and just listening to Shine Bright Like a Diamond, playing on the speakers and going, yes, Shine Bright Like a Diamond. Mm-hmm. But then you see the difference of how music changed to 2016 when she released Work with Drake.
Yeah, it was more about the beat, feeling to move your body with.
Yeah, and it was like, work. Like, the lyrics were pretty much like...
I remember people bashing on her for her lyrics because, like, for a big portion of the song, it's just her going work, just with the same lyric over and over. Which is fine. I mean, that wasn't the point of her song. It was more of a get up and dance type
song. Yeah, like, it wasn't, like, a song meant to, like, be, like, oh, to listen, like, soulful as, like, Diamonds. Like, Diamonds was definitely a song that you can just, like, literally just, like, belt out. Like, you're just, like, belting it out. And
like you're driving a car.
Yeah,
and
you're like, crying and, like, literally just, like, singing it. And Work is just, like, getting down at the club and being
working about shaking your ass pretty much.
And like, I think it's like the difference, like in 2013 a lot of people like sing about like me, like deep songs. We're not mentioning this.
Yeah, which like
Christina, the song that's like similar to like Diamonds is, remember that song Christina Aguilera's Stay, I Want You to Stay? That song and Diamonds
sound Christina Aguilera?
Yeah. I don't know who, there's another person on that song that I don't know, but I know I'll probably reference that later.
Wait, no, isn't that Pink?
No, Pink released Just Give Me a Reason.
Oh, yeah, Just Give Me
In a sense, reason. Those three tracks have similar, like,
Wait, was that 2013?
Like, yeah, those three tracks. They have similar, like, sounds, but, like, they have different lyrics, and, like, they have each their own stories, but all have the same type of, like, melody and sound, and that's, like, what you don't see in 2016. In 2016, like, the sound is definitely different, like, how we were saying. And referencing a song 2016 that... The emergence of trap music with Fetty Wap. I remember, like, that was 1738.
Yep.
And then the difference is that, like, the emergence of, like, that new type of artistry.
You really
like
this word, emergence.
I'm a scholar. I went to school. I let me use the language that I've learned from AP classes. I've learned these classes. Let me talk about my AP classes.
Socratic seminar.
Yes, I talk about my Socratic seminar. This is what I'm doing. But yeah, and I think, in a sense, we're just talking about how, like, it all just works, in a sense, because with trap music, in a sense, I don't really, like, listen to much of trap music. I think that song was definitely, like, the start of, like, that song started a lot of, like, the careers for other trap artists, new artists emerging, like, post Fetty Wap. Kind of like laid the groundwork, didn't set it up, but like kind of allowed it to be like emerge into like pop culture and like rap. Like it started to be like radio, like it was streamed on radios everywhere.
Like trap, I think it first started off as very underground type rap music.
Yes.
And then it slowly just, it got popular between, I guess, a lot of communities, and then that's when they started pushing for it to be more on the air.
And like everybody started to sing it. And then I think it's an emergence of like the way social media also played a part in it. Like, music... Like, I remember 2013, there was social media, but it was definitely not the thing that it was in 2016. Because in the emergence of, like, social media has this, like, tendency of, like... I think 2013, it wasn't taken as seriously. Like, it wasn't, like, a marketing tool that it was, like, starting in 2016. Mm-hmm. There was a reason why... Oh, yeah, like, you know, Drake started to promote his music more online. Mm-hmm. And he started doing streaming... And that's a big deal. Like,
how did
streaming.
They even used to do that in 2013? Because like
they just sold albums. Like, I don't know. I mean, the big thing that people use iTunes, which people don't use anymore, is Apple Music. It's like changed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like, I think 2013 was like the last years of like actual album sales, like physical CDs.
Because in 2013, I was 12, and I didn't. I mean, I think I had a phone, but I didn't use it for, like, I didn't have social media on it whatsoever. I just went on there for, like...
Temple run.
Yeah, for, like, temple run.
And cut the rope.
Cut the rope. And there was this other game where it was, like, a mouse on... what is it called? Rat?
Rat, and it's, like, the cheese, and trying to get the cheese, yeah, and, like, jumping through levels.
Yeah, it was, like, a rat on a skateboard or something, or rat on a... I forget.
Yes, and they're going to, like, obstacle courses. Oh, I remember that. Yeah, I don't know the name of that, but...
Yeah, pretty much.
And I think it's just mouse.
Yeah, the way I listen to... I think the only other place that I listened to my music at that time was Pandora.
Yes.
Pandora was big. But I don't remember, like, I remember advertisements, but I don't know if the advertisements were about music.
Yeah, honestly, the big way that I know about music from 2013 is the radio.
Yeah, the, like, radio and just, like, getting Pandora.
Yeah, and talking about that, like, the difference in, like, 2013 music, the way, like, radio music was very poppy. Like, if you want to listen to music, listen to the radio. They have all the best songs.
That was, like, the only way to... That was, like, the biggest way to get your music.
Yeah, and, like, I think 2016 saw, like, the way of, like... People still played songs on the radio, but people weren't really listening to it. People were starting to go, like, get the aux. Well, they were starting to get, like, Spotify.
In 2013, that's when, like... I'm sure some people were streaming their music somewhere.
Yeah, but it wasn't, like, submerged, like, in our culture of, like, listening to our own music.
I think it was, like, more of, like, teens who had, like, the... What's it called? They had, like, I don't know, the resources to just stream music, like, whether they were wealthy,
yes,
and they,
yeah,
had computers and phones and all that. I don't know.
Yeah, and I feel like, in a sense, you have to, like, know that, like, the differences between both years of music, and a three time, like, they had 3 years of, like, music just developing and changing, mm-hmm, and how it changed, and in a sense, both years have incredible music. They both, I'm sure, they have good music, I guess. I personally think that 2013 has better music, in a sense, because...
You can hear our little brothers in the background.
Oh, excuse that. They're playing hide and seek or something.
You can tell this is very unprofessional.
Yes. They were infants when this was happening. So.
Oh, yeah, they were infants.
Exactly. Oh, that's why... I think the reason why I associate, and you associate too...
2013. That's why I like 2013 more, because my little brother wasn't talking.
That's what we were saying. Yes, that's why they weren't talking. So
because we were still in the spotlight of our parents' heart.
I know. And, like, 2013 music just gives me, like, the flashbacks to, like, us, like, going to, like, parks,
going to the mall, like, always.
Yes, y'all remember? I think all malls had this. Like, they had TVs at the food court that would
at
play music videos. And I remember 2013 was, like, the last year that they had those, and, like, they would show the music video from those, like, they would show the Mirrors music video from Justin Timberlake. Remember that? And then the Mirror. Oh, that's also a very 2013 song, the Mirrors music.
Like, they also,
Justin,
I don't know,
Timberlake.
Wait, was that 2013? No, I don't think it was when it was, Hey Soul Sister.
Yes, I think that was. I mean, that might have been 2012 or 2011,
yeah,
but I still remember it kind of being in 2013. Mm-hmm. It's because, like, it's weird to define music by a year, because music usually takes, like time to, like, a cycle. Because, like, music, most of these songs were probably published or released in 2012, but didn't get, like, their, like, spotlight, I guess you can say, in, like, mainstream media until like, 2013,
yeah,
when people started to, like, listen to it. Because, like, there's songs that I've listened to, and I'm like, when was this released? Like, this is, like, I'm barely listening to this.
Mm-hmm.
It's been there for 2 years, and it's barely getting traction. So I think it's just, like, the way that things, the time takes to produce it and everything. It's, like, the music industry is always changing and fluctuating. So, like, sometimes you listen to the song, sometimes you won't. It just takes time. People discover music at different times. But...
I did not do my research, so I hope what she's saying is correct, because I have no idea how how music flows through the industry and how it gets popular and,
yes,
how it doesn't get popular at all.
Yeah, I was just, like, research. I mean, in a sense, I felt the way, like, music has, like, changed, I guess, because I've, like, grown up with music.
Changed from how 2013 to 2016?
Yeah, I felt the change of, like, listening to radio, because that was, like, my only source of listening to music. I didn't, like, I was, like, a kid. I did not have, like, a phone. I wasn't listening to music like earbuds. Like, the only time I listened to music was on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed the music on the radio, not as much as I do now. I hate,
yeah,
like,
no,
I can't listen to radio music today in 2020.
We've gotten cultured
to the aux cord, and it's changed. But yeah, and then 2016, and then another song that, like, we were talking about in 2016 that came out was Closer by Halsey and the Chainsmokers, which is also a new submergence, which is the Chainsmokers, which, and Halsey, and, like, that new type of, like, music. I remember that, like, that song was, like, the traction of that song was, like,
I don't remember
big.
That song at all.
Really? And the backseat of your Rover, it was everywhere. That literally,
came
that
out
song.
In 2016?
Yeah.
I thought that was, that like, song, 2017. Or
something. Well, like, it came out 2016, and it was popular early 2016 okay. and 2017. It was, like, as I said, like, cycles mix up, and it's always, like, Havana from Camila, that's, like, a different...
Havana?
Was popular for 2 years, and they kept yeah. playing it, which was, it shouldn't have been played that long. But, yeah, in a sense, that, you see that difference of, like, we were saying, like, EDM, pop, like, remixes, like, how people sound mix music, and, like, the lyrics were there, but they just weren't, like, you're not paying attention to the lyrics, you're just paying attention to the beats, mm-hmm. and definitely the very 2016 of them to be, like, you know, like, changing of the beats.
I hope we're not trying, like, I know that a lot of this music probably has to, I like, we're not discussing at all its origins. We're just
yeah.
going straight into mainstream pop type
yeah.
music that was on the radio at the time.
We're not talking about, like, bands or, like, people with specific music.
Like, we're not trying to bash any of this music's
yeah.
origin, whether it comes from, like, a culture or something like that. Oh, God, I feel like I sound...
No, I'm, but, like, this music is, like... radio attraction music. This is music I heard on the radio from these years, like
yeah, I'm not
2013
trying to erase
and 2016.
I'm not trying to erase any of the culture that comes from
yeah because
where this type of music originated.
Yeah,
because
great music came out in 2012, 2013, 2016, all the years. Like, there's been great music, but this specific songs and like artists that we're talking about were like the artists of those years, and that's like what we're trying to talk about. But in a sense, now that like. Why do you think that 2013 had better music in your sense? Like, was it because you liked the way that the lyrics were better formed? Did you like the songs better? Stories of them?
I don't want to sound like a sad sap right here, but that was kind of like around the time where my parents had just, after they had just gotten divorced. And I wasn't in a weird, oh my goodness, my family is
okay.
I'm not trying to sound like a sob story, but that's like right after they had just gotten divorced. And so I was with my mom and with my dad back and forth, and I was just, it was a lot of car rides. So a lot
yeah.
of car rides going back and forth, there was always the radio on. So I just remember always going back and forth to a bunch of different houses and different places,
yeah.
being dropped off here and there and that to go to this place and that. And the radio was always on, and I was, of course, listening, and that's how I got my source of music. And I guess it
like,
associates the memories I made to the places I went,
yeah.
and then going back to a different place with the music that went with that, if that connects
yeah, like,
at all.
You remember, like, in a sense, like, I think that, like, the human, like, mind, we remember things, like, in memories.
Whoa, psychology.
I'm taking psychology, actually.
High school psychology?
Yeah, high school AP psychology, I guess.
Whoa.
Yeah, whoa. But yeah, like, in a sense that we associate when... Sometimes we fixate, we might not know of a specific memory, but we might take an object and remember that time in our lives and, like, know it. Like, we might, like, for me, I also know, like, there's, like, a scent to, like, 2013. I remember 2013 smelling a certain way, yes.
2013, I smelled McDonald's.
Yeah, like, scent, like, that's your scent. Like,
I smelled McDonald's at the mall.
Yeah, it's, like, I think each year I associate it with a different scent. As well as different music. And I think that is just what it is. And yeah.
If you can hear all that banging in the back, I'm so sorry. My house is kind of under construction. We're building like a porch. Jesus, they're loud.
And they're just beating at each other. It's okay.
Oh, is it our brothers?
Yes.
Oh,
they have. They're playing Avatar The Last Airbender with sticks.
Oh,
so,
Avatar
yeah.
The Last Airbender is back.
Yes.
Who
would have thought? But yeah, we're actually going to reveal who won the poll of what year had the better music and releases in music. And dun 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 dun!
2016! That was really bad.
Yeah, I mean...
2016 won, surprisingly, according to all of Daniela's followers.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just... We can't judge. I mean, it's because we have different associations to the music. They probably have their way.
Yeah.
Because, like... that's our bias. Like, we can't discriminate on, like, how democracy works. They voted.
Whoa,
they won.
That was deep.
But, yeah. This is actually... We're getting to the end. And I...
Getting
this
to
episode,
the end.
Yeah.
There was no plan.
This was just us spontaneously just recording in Michelle's bedroom and talking about music. Because
this
we had nothing better to do.
Yeah, this was very on a whim. I didn't even think she was going to come over to my house today. So, yeah. She just showed up and was like, yeah, we should do the podcast. I was like, oh, shit, all
right. Yeah.
In any way, but okay.
Okay, well, thank you guys. This concludes this episode. And don't forget to check out and stream The Dinner Table, because The Dinner Table is always set for you. Bye.